Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Puria. I'm so glad that you're listening in tonight, Tuesday, November 7th. And we got a really great call. I've got the five-star crown, Dave Scultetti, standing by. But before we do, want to roll through a couple of updates as far as what's going on in Purium world here. So first of all, product special for the month of November, if you're unaware, is buy three, get one free of the Apothecary, one of our most popular drinks. We've got a group cleanse going on with Amy and Dave, both doing different cleanses. Amy doing the traditional 10-day transformation, Dave doing an athletic transformation. So make sure you join them on the support calls this week and in through next week. And they're going to be simulcasting. I know Amy was on today simulcasting on Facebook. We have a special 10-day transformation support page for that. So lots going on. We've got a grand opening party coming up on Sunday. Looking forward to it. That's right on the tail end of our Diamond Club, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Been hearing from lots of people who are going to be joining us at the new facility. We always host the Diamond Clubs at the Maya in Long Beach, a beautiful, beautiful hotel right on the water. And then we're going to be driving over to the corporate facility, doing all kinds of fun things as we always do with our diamonds, including some great business training. So lots going on. And then, you know, a really big announcement is we've got a $10,000 giveaway going on November 1st through December 31st. There are going to be 14 winners, four different ways to win cash, $500 prizes, $1,000 prizes, all focused on customer as well as new brand partner enrollment. So lots of new things happening. Dave did a fantastic video called David Disrupts the Network Marketing Industry. It's a little bit of Dave Sandoval's take on wave two and the growth that we're expecting here in 2018 by promoting through the social sharing network and through the social sharing economy. So I recommend that you take a look at it. And if you know any professional networkers, people who may have some questions about the network marketing industry, Dave puts those to rest as far as where the future of network marketing is going. So, you know, lots and lots and lots of good stuff going forward. Also important announcement, which is going backwards. You know, month of October was our first month that we launched iShopPurium.com, and we launched our 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K, 5K, 6K clubs. Proud to say we had over 100 people who were in the 1K through 6K clubs, and we gave away $1,000 to our top customer dollar promoter. We had a really close race. We had a bunch of people in the 3K, 4K, 5K, and only a handful in the 6K, and the winner out of Hawaii is Tara Alder. Tara, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Aloha. Woo!
That's awesome. Aloha. Woo! Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, you just joined Purium. Is that true?
It is. It's true. I just joined about 3.5 weeks ago.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, your background and how you promote, you know, the Purium products and the Purium opportunity.
Sure. Well, again, my name is Tara Alder, and I am an internal cleansing specialist and health educator. I have been practicing colon hydrotherapy for the last 17 years, studying holistic health, nutrition, and digestive anatomy and physiology for the last 23 years. It was actually 24 years ago this week on November 4th, that my dad at age 46 passed away from the treatment for leukemia. And it was at that time that I had been in a 3-year-long process trying to manage a disease that I was told I would have for the rest of my life, ulcerative colitis. And the management included 3 anti-inflammatory pharmaceutical drug pills every single day called Azacol. Then I would be weaned on and off of prednisone, which came with a slew of side effects. And all of that was ineffective. So I had consulted with a surgeon who wanted to do a colon resection, which is basically they wanted to surgically remove the diseased portion of my colon. And it was 12 days after the surgery that was supposed to save my dad's life that he passed away. So you can imagine the fear that went through my body talking about having surgery myself. I was also going through a lot of deep grieving. I was studying zoology and forensic science at Colorado State University. And the day before my dad passed away, I spoke to him on the phone, and he urged me to stop worrying about him and just focus on my education and get through the term. And I did do that. However, I then did not enroll in the next term at CSU. Instead, got myself on a Greyhound bus and got dropped off in Eugene, Oregon, where I did not know a single soul. And I proceeded to study holistic health and nutrition. And a few years later, I had the extraordinary opportunity to apprentice at the Gerber Medical Center with Carol Christian and Michael Gerber himself, who's a medical doctor and a naturopath. He founded the first fully green facility in Reno, and I got to learn how to practice colon hydrotherapy. And then I had the privilege of going through all the educational opportunities possible through the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy. And I was just smart enough to begin at the very beginning working toward the goal of becoming an instructor and running a school. And so for the last 17 years, that's what I've been doing, and I have very high standards. I, you know, raised two kids, kind of an organic eating hippie mom, single mom lifestyle. And, you know, those organic non-GMO standards were recognized by my colleagues in IACT. We have to go to a convention every year to get continuing education. And my colleagues just were continually impressed with my authenticity and my dedication to natural living. And so I've definitely earned a lot of respect from my colleagues. So when I got involved with Purium, initially when I was turned onto it, I did not even actually give it the time of day. I figured, yeah, sure, it's probably not as pure and premium as they claim it is. And so I, you know, had been making my own products. I have an Alderbrook Healing Arts line. I make a product called Seasonal Cleanse based on Dr. Bernard Jensen's tissue cleanse through bowel management. And then I also have a repair program or formula rather that is called the Daily Cleanse. And that helps people to restore that gut lining. And we go through a saturation of the ecosystem with probiotics process. I've also worked with fecal implants for my clients. And all of it is very, very challenging. Making the products myself is a labor of love. It's not especially lucrative. There's just a lot of hoops I have to jump through with the agricultural department and liability insurance and then getting it packaged and labeled and on the shelves and educate people. But it's been very, very effective. When I did finally take the time through Skylar Malis, her amazing grace just captured my attention. I went ahead and did the research. And the only issue that I have with the company is that we continue to use plastic. And that is definitely not in line with our mission. However, as a business owner, I completely understand the financial challenges that we go through. However, I am high hoping that we all really look at seriously considering switching over to amber glass and Terra pouches with every single product as soon as possible so that we can be 100% in line with our mission.
Sure.
So what I did to launch my business, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're just, I got just another 30 seconds or a minute, so go ahead and quickly tell us how you launched your business.
How I launched my business was I called my friends and my family. I figured if I could get their support, then I'd have the courage to turn my clients and colleagues onto it, and everybody has been getting extraordinary results. So I've continued to contact people and share specifically about the Biomedic and the Core 3. Those are the main products that I've had a chance to really look at and use myself. So yeah, just got people excited and trying it, getting results, and they're telling their friends and their family.
Well, fantastic. And how's your month of November been so far?
Well, I'm already 3K. And nice. I quite likely might be 4K by the end of the day. Really, it's awesome because of the testimonials that are coming back. I deal with very hard to deal with autoimmune clients that just merely get short-term relief with the work that they've done with me, and they're getting immediate results with the Biomedic, and with the 10-day transformation. So
fantastic.
It's going awesome. Yep, I couldn't be more
grateful.
Great. Thank
well,
you so much.
Well, thanks so much for sharing and, you know, being an internal cleansing specialist. And, you know, your story is so touching, you know, losing your father at an early age. And, you know, I lost my dad pretty young too. And, you know, it really sets your direction as far as, you know, a commitment to naturopathic health. I know that was what set Dave Sandoval on his path, you know, his path was his losing his aunts. And, you know, it's interesting. You cross paths with Dr. Bernard Jensen. Dave has that same, you know, common background. So, you know, it's great to have a fantastic healer like yourself on our team and for you to stand up for our products in such a big way and to get off to such a fast start. It's really, you know, inspiring to, you know, have only been in the company a couple of weeks and make the 6K club and be the top customer recruiter and be, you know, heading toward the 4K club already this month. So speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, and appreciate you running out and jumping in your business in such a big way and helping so many people. So congratulations and thanks, Tara.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, good. Well, inspiring stuff. And, you know, I've got the special opportunity and pleasure to bring on a five-star crown, Dave Scoltetti. And I know, Dave, it's always fun for you to be working at the edge of your business, talking to new people, meeting new people, hearing new stories, and getting inspired by, you know, the entrepreneurs that we have on our team. So I'm going to turn this call over to you, and you can talk a little bit about tonight's subject.
Cool. Well, I appreciate Dave. Am I coming in okay?
Yep, nice and clear.
Awesome. Well, good evening, everybody. And yeah, it's great to be with you. Thanks for reaching out and asking me to share tonight, Dave. I have a great topic, by the way. I guess the title, if I was going to call it anything, would be Purpose-Driven Prospecting. But it really all stems from a mastermind that I got involved with earlier in the year. And for those who have not ever been involved in a mastermind, it's, you know, you kind of find a mentor, and I think we all need them. Everybody needs one. And, you know, I found one a little over a year ago and joined his mastermind, and it's a focus on, you know, the focus of this mastermind is leadership and marketing. And so throughout the year, there's three retreats, and this past weekend, it was in Austin, Texas. It was a fabulous time. I really had a really super good time. And, you know, the focus this particular weekend was on finding our purpose and why and the why within our business. In other words, you know, how can we conduct business and make an impact? And that's the main focus of the gentleman who leads this mastermind, is really making an impact. And I got to tell you, the whole weekend that I was listening to this and really doing a deep dive on the why and some of the things he was saying, I just thought it was so darn fitting for Purium, because, you know, here lies a company that is really focused on making an impact. And obviously it starts with Amy and Dave and what they've done over the last 24, going on, I guess, 25 years now, and how they're looking to impact the world. And so, you know, one of the things that we dove into, and I would really recommend this book to everybody on the call tonight, Finding Your Why by Simon Sinek. You know, in that book, he really kind of outlines a process of how you can do a really deep dive into, you know, why you do what you do and so on and so forth. And, you know, what's interesting is he has this thing called the golden circle. And so if you can imagine, you know, a circle within a circle within a circle, so like a three-ring circle, there's the what, the how, and the why. And the what we do is usually pretty straightforward. So, for example, you know, with us at Purium, you know, what we do is we go out and we, you know, we share the goodness of superfoods, right? The how we do it is the process. So whether it's, you know, through healthy happy hours or, you know, sending videos to people or Facebooking or whatever it may be, there lies the how. But it's always the why that seems to be a little loose at the wheel. And that's basically, you know, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of the business? And what we kind of, what I walked away from, and I think everybody else, you know, walked away from, was that when you really understand your why and you lead with your why, there's a deeper, more emotional and more influential value that's put onto the prospect. So in other words, you know, look at it this way. If your customers that you have or the prospects that you're talking to, whether it be about the business or about the products, if their personal beliefs and values align with yours, they're much more likely to do business with you, not only initially but long term. And there's all kinds of examples, you know, that I could give, but I think you guys get the point, is that, you know, and I like how, you know, Dave Sandoval talks about it. I mean, he's a guy who obviously is deep-rooted in this mission. He's got a healer mentality, and you know, anybody he comes across, he really touches them, not to do business necessarily, but to help them physically. Okay, and so I don't know how he would you know, sit down and craft his, you know, kind of, you know, why statement, but you know, I think it'd be a really great exercise, quite frankly, for all the leaders within this company to do it, and then ultimately, you know, share it with people in the process. Now, the I guess the message is, another message that came across really clear was, you know, that we need to stop selling people on what we do, and we need to start selling people on why we do it. And, you know, there was a quote that I wrote down, you know, in my notebook. It was like, make your passion your paycheck. And so I would kind of urge everybody to kind of think about that a little bit tonight, maybe throughout the week as you're going about doing what you're doing, is that, think of it this way. We all have been in this situation where we're trying to hit rank, or we're trying to, you know, go out and sell product to people, and it just comes across as if we're selling. But if you get really passionate about why you're doing it, it's not going to come across as salesy. Matter of fact, if anything, it'll put people's guards down, and it'll create curiosity, so on and so forth. So look at it this way. Now, I'm not going to go too deep. We don't have enough time, really, to go too deep into discovering your why. But here's the reality of why people enter businesses like this. And maybe you can relate and ask yourself, you know, why you joined Purium or what led you to Purium. There's five things. There's time. There's money. There's security. There's health. And there's purpose. Now, I'd like to suggest that you guys, pick two of them. Write them down. You know, and write down the details of your story as it pertains to them. Okay, and the more specific you can get, the better it is. So, in other words, the details of why you joined, the feelings as a result of one of those reasons, and maybe some even the lessons learned. You could write down key experiences, major challenges, struggles you may have had, and even the emotions that you may have had in the process. Now, I'll tell you why I joined. Not so much Purium, but just this industry in general, of those five, is that I was looking for more time and more security. Okay, I grew up, I had a father who was an entrepreneur, and a good portion of the time he wasn't around because he was building businesses in another state. And, you know, it's not that he didn't have time. Well, he didn't. He didn't have that much time with me, you know, in his middle school years, his high school years. So one of the reasons when I started a family, I got involved in networking and really took it seriously, is because I wanted more time with the kids that I knew I was going to have. Okay. And then there was the security piece. So it wasn't necessarily the money, because I always had the money mindset. And so it wasn't about like, oh gosh, I got to do this to make money. But lots of people come in there and it just can't be about money. Right. So it was really, to me, more the security piece, that was really important. So I hope that makes sense. Now, when you come up with your why, okay, there's two primary goals of sharing that with a prospect. Number one is to relate to them, and number two is to create curiosity. So, you know, as you're going out there talking to people, and sharing why you're doing it in a very passionate way, it's going to create curiosity about the nuts and bolts of the business, you know. And so, you know, when you're approaching people, you know, it's pretty straightforward, and everybody always hears this from me, who I'm kind of coaching, is the best way to go about talking to people is let them know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and ultimately what you're looking for. And there's you know, there's only two ways you can do it. You can do it a direct approach or the indirect approach. Direct approach, you're just talking to people straight on. These are normally people that, you know, there's already a trust and a confidence. They know you. I mean, I'm sure Tara, you know, she hits the 6K club and probably going to do it, maybe even the 10K club this month, because she can go direct to people. You know, she's an influencer. She can go direct to people, and that's why she's succeeding. Not everybody has that luxury, though. Okay, and so that's why I like the indirect approach. And these people, incidentally, you can use this approach if you really recraft your why. You can use this approach to go after people that you've already spoken to. Okay, and I'll just give you an example. I mean, and this is just off the top of my head, but you may say something to the effect of, you know, look. Yeah, I know you're not interested in my business, but I wanted to ask you a huge favor. Would you give me an opportunity to tell you why I started my business? The reason is I'm looking to expand my business, and I want to see if anyone you know comes to mind when you hear my story. Would you be open to that? You know, that's not talking about product. That's not talking about making money in a business. Not talking about gift cards. That's putting yourself in a situation to talk about, you know, why you're ultimately doing it. Now, for me, you know, in terms of my, you know, particular why, it's kind of the pendulum is moving in the direction of making an impact. And, you know, for me, I'm looking to empower and inspire or educate, you know, others towards entrepreneurship. Why? So they can control their own destiny. That's my purpose. That's my, you know, and I have to probably massage out the words a little bit better, but my purpose and my belief is so strong about entrepreneurship and so strong in that if people find the right vehicle and have the right skill sets, that they can change their own destiny, whether that's a destiny of freedom, a destiny of whatever, okay? So I think that's, you know, I just wanted to share that. Now, the last thing I'll say, Dave, is this. You know, we've got a method of operation. I just want to put a caveat out there that I'm not suggesting this is a new way to go out and, you know, build your business. But I am suggesting that if you get really passionate and you really do a deep dive into why, and that's why I just don't take my words for it. This is, you know, go read Simon Sinek's, you know, Finding Your Why. And it's an exercise type book, so it really kind of breaks down. But if you get real passionate about that, and we do that from a top-down perspective, and when I'm talking top-down, I'm talking from the owners to the executives, the leaders of this company, it'll have a trickle-down effect. And we'll just enhance and even more solidify the culture and community that we have here, the strong one we have already. And just remember, people don't join companies. They join people. You know, I mean, anybody I've seen just join a company, they've joined on emotions and they don't last. Okay, but people will join people. And so the question really is, what is the impact goal that you have for your business? Is it to make $1 million or is it to impact 1 million people? What would give you more gratification? What would give you more, let's call it fulfillment? Because there's a big difference between happiness and fulfillment. You know, making money makes people happy. I mean, if you look at it this way, you know, people go out and achieve a rank or, you know, a 6K club, it makes them happy. That's a success mindset. Okay, and it's only as good as you're above ground. Okay, whereas fulfillment on the other side, on the other end, is, you know, is not a success mindset. It's a significance mindset, and I'm here to tell you, a significance mindset equals success, and that's where you can create a legacy. So, you know, just keep in mind, you know, happiness is temporary. The feeling doesn't last. Okay, fulfillment is deeper, and it does last. And the happiness comes from what we do, and fulfillment comes from why we do it. Okay, so let's focus on fulfillment. Let's focus on, you know, purpose, and let's focus on, you know, a legacy. I always say this to people, and some people think it's a little bit corny, but you know, my interest is to build a legacy business that'll affect generations. So as much as, you know, I from time to time may be interested in making the million, I think it's more powerful to impact 1 million. And I think if we do that, the cream always rises and so does the money. So I think that's what that's just something I'm getting out, Dave. And, you know, when you asked me to come up with a topic, that was something that was fresh in my head for the weekend. And it's something that I've got to kind of work through, but it's something I'm really focused on as a leader. And I think if we can slowly but surely inject that into everybody's mind, we're going to be unstoppable, as the shirt said that I wore today at the gym. I'm unstoppable. So that's about what I got, Dave. That's what I got for you tonight, man.
Well, it's good. Well, you know, some powerful, powerful ideas and words. And, you know, I really like the comment about success versus significance. And I know for myself, I find that same thing happening where, you know, I see people join the business all the time to lose weight or to get a little healthier or to improve their athletic performance or to make some money. And, you know, they join for the short term. They join for the, you know, obvious and, you know, but the people who really are driving the business, the people who get to the highest levels, and it's one of the things I'm so proud about our culture is we have a lot of crowns who have dug deeper and have gotten into the emotional component of why they're doing it and move beyond just their own success to other people's success and then ultimately toward this concept of significance and making a difference in other people's lives. And you know, Tara's example was a great example. You're a great example. And Dave and Amy and others are great examples of what that looks like and what that means. And so, you know, get that book, dive a little deeper. You know, your why is your engine. You know, your why is your engine. And I've been talking on my Facebook Lives in the morning about action and immediate action, significant action, consistent action, focused action, and all those actions are driven by your why. You know, this is a business that's easy to do. It's a business that's easy not to do. And when you get more clear as to why you're doing the business and have that purpose-driven business, then good things are going to happen. So thanks so much for sharing that, Dave, going deep and diving deep. And, you know, for those of you who are on the line here, spend a little extra time, spend another 2, 3, 5 minutes here tonight, thinking about, you know, are you in it for the time? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the security? Are you in it for the health? Are you in it for the purpose? As Dave said, pick two, figure out what those are, and dive deep. So, good stuff for tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got a little different call. Instead of the lifestyle gathering with Dave Sandoval, I am going to be interviewing Dr. Luca. And the reason, besides that Dr. Luca is a great guest, is that Dave is going to be finding out tomorrow night whether he wins a very, very significant award. It's a humanitarian award. It's an award that recently was given to Jimmy Carter. It was given to Olivia Newton-John. So it's kind of an activist community service. It's given through a very prestigious Hollywood group. And Dave is one of 12 finalists for this award. So he, Amy, and a handful of other people are going to be there at this Hollywood event. So cross your fingers and be rooting for Dave as our humanitarian and global impactor. So David Scoltetti, your subject was spot on. And I'll be carrying the torch tomorrow night for Dave Sandoval as he does his humanitarian award event. So catch you tomorrow night with Dr. Luca. It's going to be a lot of fun. And continue on. If you're on a 10-day transformation, keep it up. And if you're on a 10-day business transformation with me, I'll catch you tomorrow morning on the Facebook Live. So thanks, everybody. Congratulations, Tara, on your awesome, awesome month and your great start to November. And we will talk to you all tomorrow night.
Thank you. Aloha.
Thanks, everybody. Aloha.